This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
It's been a summertime tradition for over 100 years. On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you the Winona Municipal Band and their 2016 season. You will hear selections such as Parade of the Tall Ships by J.A. Chataway, Blue Tango from Leroy Anderson, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, The Liberty Bell from John Philip Sousa, and more. I'm Terry Tencent, inviting you to treat your ears on The Live Feed.
Welcome to another week with the Winona Municipal Band. We're so glad to have you back. This week, even though it is not July 4th, we do celebrate July 4th musically here with the Municipal Band, so just pretend. And we'll play some things that reminisce of America and things of days gone by. Our first selection is Parade of the Tall Ships by Jay Chataway. This was actually written to commemorate Operation Sail back in 1976. It was the largest gathering of the tall sailing ships, not what we think of today, but the ones with the masts and the giant sails, the schooners that used to roam the ocean free of days gone by. This was written for that, specifically dedicated to Commander Ned Muffley of the United States Navy Band. We'd like to present Parade of the Tall Ships. Thank you. Our next piece comes again from a moment of sorrow or tragedy in our lives as Americans. An American elegy is, above all, an expression of hope. It was composed in memory of those who lost their lives at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999, and to honor the survivors. It's offered as a tribute to their great strength and courage in the face of terrible tragedy. The composer says that they hope the work can also serve as one reminder of how fragile and precious life is, and how intimately connected we all are as human beings. And that's part of the spirit of the United States and America, and how we work together to overcome all things. Frank Tekeli was moved and honored by the commission invitation and inspired by the circumstances surrounding it. Rarely has a work revealed itself to him with such powerful speed and clarity. The first eight bars, or the opening of the melody, came to him in a dream. And it's a little dreamlike. And then every element of the work was discovered within the span of about 2 weeks, and he just kind of brought it all together as an honor. There is a main theme, but importantly, there's some other themes that come in based on simple patterns, and it suggests a very poignant mood and a reflective part. At one point, this comes to a climatic quotation. It's not the big point of the piece, but it actually quotes the alma mater from Columbine High School and their school song as an honor to them and remember what happened there on that day back in 1999. We hope you enjoy An American Elegy by Frank Tekeli.
Thank you.
in preparing each week, you think of something that the audience wants to hear about each piece. So you do your research, the Ballyhoo March, written by Paul Laval. You know, born to Italian immigrants, he changed his name. He originally was going to go to college for law, but ended up at the Juilliard School and did some music things. And all that's interesting. But the Ballyhoo March basically is known in the band, if you know former Winona State music professor, Dr. Lee Mendick, he hated this piece. Ballyhoo March by Paul Laval. We turn now to a very famous American composer, Leroy Anderson. Blue Tango is the landmark piece from his album titled Blue Tango. In 1952, at the time selling over 1 million copies in that first year, he was quite diverse in his learning beyond music, actually earning a Master's of Art degree, as well as PhDs in German and Scandinavian language. During World War II, he served as an interpreter for the Counterintelligence Corps and rose to a position with a great title of Chief of the Scandinavian Department of Military Intelligence. I don't know if that position still exists, but I would like it. He, of course, came popular with the 4th of July on many shows with the Boston Pops Orchestra. They still do a show. It's televised nationally to this day. Here is Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson. Thank you. In the program notes, Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there, you're a chick, they're a chick, everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. While most Americans nowadays live in cities, we still enjoy, as much as ever, the music of square dances and historical songs, or songs about rural life. Combined with Old MacDonald in this arrangement are the following popular American tunes: Turkey in the Straw, The Arkansas Traveler, The Old Gray Mare, Reuben and Rachel, and The Chicken Reel. Think of an old-time barn dance, fun and frivolity. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah.
We turn now to the music of John Philip Sousa. What could be more American for a 4th of July concert? The Liberty Bell March was composed in 1893 and became so popular within 1 year, was published not just for band, but for piano solo, piano duet, orchestra, band of course, banjo, guitar, mandolin, and everyone's favorite, zither. The title resulted from three different happenstances. First, Sousa and his manager were in Chicago to see a show and saw a grand backdrop, a painting, of course, of the mighty Liberty Bell. A second happenstance that occurred was a letter from Sousa's wife the next day telling him how their son had marched in the Philadelphia parade honoring the Liberty Bell. And the third event, Sousa's unashamed patriotism, which predisposed him toward any title with a nationalist ring. He wanted something with gravitas. So, The Liberty Bell by John Philip Sousa. We turn now to It's one of the most American musicals, The Music Man. It's not really too far from here in its setting. It's in, of course, Iowa, because Meredith Willson is from Mason City. In Mason City, he and this and 76 trombones is honored, along with the whole plot, in a building called Music Man Square. It's located next to Willson's boyhood home. In one large room, there are 76 donated trombones hanging from the ceiling. There are some people saying that's the best use ever for a trombone. This arrangement features 76 trombones, Till There Was You, The Wells Fargo Wagon, Lyda Rose, and Miriam the Librarian. Little musician secret here, there's one piece from the musical that's not here. Good Night, My Someone, and My Love. It's actually the same melodic form, just in a different style, as 76 trombones. He used the same song twice. So next time you're listening, you may pay close attention. Meredith Willson's The Music Man.
Thank you.
We will be back next week, of course, 8 p.m. For a whole new concert. We're only a few short weeks away from seeing what Dr. Frank Burris has in store for us all, so be prepared for that. It's always a good time. And any 4th of July performance would not be proper if it did not end with our national march. In 1987, we decided to make this our national march. John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever.
Thanks again to all who make the Winona Municipal Band Summer Concert Series possible. The 2016 Winona Municipal Band season runs from June 8th through August 10th, Wednesdays from 8 to 9 at Winona's historic bandshell in Lake Park. You can also tune in to hear our broadcast on KQAL the following Sunday at noon. More information on the Winona Municipal Band can be found at winonamunicipalband.org and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tunsett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.